got bad news. You're gonna have to start all over again. I forgot to press the go live button. Here's Leanne Moll. All right, so we're gonna start the show again as if nothing happened. All right, everybody, just pretend everything's perfectly normal. Nothing started yet. We're just gonna start properly. All right. So morning, everybody. It's August 28th. It's live. We'll just pretend that didn't happen. This is partly because there's no James this morning, so I had to start the show myself, and I forgot to press the one button. So here we are, and Leanne was just telling us there's some breaking news. So, okay, pick it up where we left off on breaking news. What's happening?
Okay, there is currently a partial lunar eclipse underway, which you can view from your very abode in South Africa. A lunar eclipse, just to remind you, would be the sun first, then the earth, and the earth casting a shadow onto the moon. So what you'll see is a bit of a sliver going on. I do have the precise times that you'll be able to view that. You will be able to see it from South Africa right now, but the times that it'll be at its peak will be Johannesburg at 6:27 this morning. In Durban at 6:18 this morning, so you have only a few minutes before it's at its peak. Cape Town can sleep in a little. 7:13 is when the peak is there. And out of our kind of timeline, Antananarivo would be the first to see it at 6:01.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. Cape Town will be sleeping in anyway. That always happens.
Yeah, right? I'm sure. So I wonder... I'd love to know what it looks like. And also, is this going to be a battle of the Samsungs versus the iPhones in getting a good photograph?
Oh, definitely. This is the whole reason. It's not for selfies and filters with high school girls. The whole reason we have camera phones competing with each other is for the total lunar eclipse. So yeah, today's the day. And we got a heads up on this with Prof. David Block not so long ago. So now you know it's actually happening. So if anybody is out and about and you can take a picture of that and send it to us, please do. Just send it to Gareth or j9@garethcliff.com and we will pop it up on the screen so everybody who is too busy or they're stuck somewhere or they're in a boring meeting already at 6:28. I mean, there are people who do this. I had a meeting on Friday last week, Leanne, at 5 in the afternoon.
No, that's basically Monday.
On a Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, yeah.
I'm sure the energy was low.
No, there were Americans involved. So from a time zone point of view, it worked for them. Didn't work so well for me, but I mean, how often does that happen? It wasn't the end of the world. So what's news with you? Besides your lunar eclipse, which is going to completely transform you into a werewolf.
Yeah, I'm trying to stifle the nail growth as we speak. No, just still menopausing along.
Jesus, is that now part of your identity?
Well, the thing is, it's become part of my bank account, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Well, hormone replacement therapy is like through the roof. It's super expensive. And all the things that you've got to have done and tests, and I did not know about this. My mom went through menopause very quietly, thank you, very gracefully, no hoo-ha. But now that everybody knows everything and research is what it is, it's a big thing. I think my medication this month, including everything else, was 12,000 Rand.
Well, is it worth it? I mean.
Well, nothing's really, had a big change yet. It's all still in the beginning, but it will. And I hope so, because I've been in the foulest mood.
No, but you've been like that for 14 years. Let's not, please. I mean, come on. Funny, I saw some research. I don't think it's recent, but they did some studies at, I think, Maastricht University about testosterone in men. Turns out, I mean, it's a small sample. It's not by any means conclusive, but, there's sometimes these things prove something and then later on bigger surveys prove that it was actually right. If you give men extra testosterone, they become less dishonest. They become more honest. So, despite the fact testosterone gets all this bad rep for being, you know, aggression-inducing and leading to bar fights and extramarital affairs and God knows what else. But apparently testosterone, certainly from this study, and it's a small study, but it counts, apparently encourages those men to be more honest. It has an effect, a measurable effect. What do you think of that?
I honestly thought it would be the opposite. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And we also forget that testosterone has a role to play in women's lives as well, and hormonal balance. And it's what's been interesting for me in this process has been the reminder of the weird ways that you take hormones. So for instance, I remember having a testosterone low like 2 decades ago. And
I remember that you became very feminine. You became very sweet and gentle. And then as soon as you got your testosterone, Jesus, you were ungovernable.
Remember, I was knitting everywhere I went. So, and that was weird because that is a cream that you put under your feet. And it felt almost like I felt homeopathic, but it was an actual doctor. Now, the estrogen, there are a number of ways of taking it, but one of them is a gel that you rub on the inside of your arm. I'm like,
at least it's not a suppository, huh? I mean, there's always a worse way to take medicine, and suppository seems to me to be the worst one.
Oh, they're those two, but in the other direction, so very, very strange. And then having to have the Mirena inserted as well for progesterone. Anyway,
hey, it's all happening. You know, I am so grateful to be a man, and I have to worry about that shit. And anything that happens with men, it happens on the outside, so we can see it and we know how to deal with it. And with you girls, it's a whole lot harder. It's a whole lot more difficult.
I see a limited edition asking, can you hear this car? Hang on.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It has one gear.
Are you near Kailami?
No. I mean, I'm in the burbs, but it's this car that comes by at about 6:15 every morning, and it's only got one gear. There's something wrong with it. So it just goes in first.
I dropped past a car yesterday, and the guy, it was whistling. It was going like, and I thought, what the fuck is that noise? I actually wound down all my windows, and I was like, is that coming from me? And then as it drove away, it went, which was hilarious. Very, very funny.
Just menopause. Thanks for asking, limited edition.
Yeah. Here's a good one from Khalas, who says, how do you make a hormone?
Don't pay her.
Yeah, very nice. All right, so listen, I've got some fun for us this morning because, I mean, first of all, remember last time we played a game, it was Dead or Alive?
And yes, fittingly this week.
I mean, what a shit week, honestly. Like, I'm not one of those people who, you know, I don't really care much for the obituary. Everyone's going to die at some point. But we lost two brilliant, certainly one absolute mega, mega superstar, universally loved, just one of the most incredible people on planet Earth. How lucky we were to have lived at a time where Dolly Parton was alive. But Tim Curry's also dead. There he is. There he is looking his best. Frightening.
Yeah.
So Tim Curry, and of course, famous from the Rocky Horror Picture Show and a ton of movies. I mean, like everybody who's basically Tim Curry was like a fixture and such a talented human being, too. You know, he died at exactly the same age as Dolly Parton. I've got a couple of clips of Dolly. Do you want to see those or do you want to play Would You Rather?
Before we get to Dolly and more along the lines of that, remember Tim Curry was in Home Alone?
Yes.
He was in Home Alone. Catherine O'Hara was in Home Alone as well. And Brenda Fricker.
She was Moira from Schitt's Creek as well.
Yes. And then Brenda Fricker was the pigeon lady. All three of those people died.
That's Piers Morgan. That wasn't the pigeon lady Piers Morgan?
I don't know. Pretty Home sure Alone 2. So these are all Home Alone cast members who have all died this year.
Well, Macaulay Culkin shouldn't go buying any green bananas.
Well, do you know who else is in there?
Who?
A certain Mr. Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump. And he's also 80 years old.
Exactly. I think he's 80.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get back to Dolly quickly because I know you love a conspiracy theory. And if you reckon that the whole Home Alone crew has been targeted by death, there's a very funny meme that I saw this week of like some old lady with a shotgun and death with its scythe and its like hood and everything comes through the door and then she blows it away with a shotgun and it says underneath, sure, waiting at home for death, you know, for the grim reaper to come and get her and blowing it away. All right, so here a couple of things from Dolly that I just thought were very beautiful. I mean, first of all, this woman had such personality. You know, it worries me. I don't want to sound like one of those people who thinks that the best era of entertainment is over, but I think it's very hard to argue otherwise at the moment. I still listen to new music. I mean, our producer Janine puts out new music every week on her social media, and I pay attention to that. I want to know what's going on. I do try to see, you know, a new movie every now and then. I'm paying attention, but I've got to say, like, the characters that we had when I was a kid and a teenager just seemed so much fuller and more real and just better at almost everything. They could do a ton of stuff. Here's Dolly talking about her personality and how people always say she's nice. You know, then I had a teacher at primary school who said nice is the most awful description you could give anybody because it means basically you're really boring and people can't think of anything good or bad to say about you. So they just say, oh, well, you know, he's nice or she's nice. So here's Dolly just dealing with that.
Now, I am just who I am. I'm not always nice. I'm a person. I want to be nice. I choose to be good. I choose to have a good attitude. You have to work hard at all that. There are times I don't feel good, and there are some people that just really get under your skin. And there are times when I can tell you where to put it if I don't like where you got it.
You have a temper? You got a temper?
Oh, yeah. I don't lose my temper often, but I use it sometimes. True. And I always know, you know, it's like there's some things you can't let some people get away with or they will. So don't you ever think that I'm a pushover. But I'm always honest. I'm always up front about it. I'll say whatever's on my mind. I'm not one of those people that just you have to say I'm nice all the time or it's going to hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Because I want people to know I am a girl of many colors. I really am.
I mean, she was. She was superb. She was actress, singer, songwriter. I mean, just in the songwriting category, she like beats the competition to death with a baseball bat. And, you know, she was such a philanthropist too, universally loved. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show this morning. And even in South Africa, there are,
yes.
I've bumped into people in the last two or three days and like, everybody is really, really sad about Dolly Parton going. I mean, kids grew up with her music, whether they were black, white, colored, Indian. It's like, it's just universal. This woman was probably one of the last truly great superstars. And I see somebody mentions here that Dolly once lost a lookalike competition, a Dolly lookalike competition.
Yes.
Same thing happened to Elvis. And I don't know whether these things are urban legend or whether they're true, but CNN this week in their memorial, their tribute to Dolly Parton, they actually had like footage of a Dolly impersonator and they didn't realize that someone had to correct it afterwards. And I put up a picture.
Yes.
I don't know. It was like a drag queen or some terrible looking person. And they thought it was Dolly along with the actual pictures of her, which is awful. Here's a clip. I found these. There were some beautiful tributes that went around on the internet. I don't know if you saw some of those. Did you?
I've seen a few, yes, but not really any good ones.
Well, let me show you. This is cute. This is Kenny Rogers singing, and then Dolly comes in, and you just got to see his expression here. I mean, she's just phenomenal.
Why don't you stay?
Deep in my soul, I feel so. All of my love.
said we were. Look at the stars, girl. So far away.
Now we've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't we stay?
Oh, man. Unbelievable. She went on a couple of talk shows. Obviously, she was on many of them during the course of her life. One of the famous lines I remember her saying was to, I think it was David Letterman. She said, "It costs a lot of money to look this cheap." She was amazing.
I was just checking her date of death. It was the 25th. I was wondering if it had happened on your birthday. Because I think
No. But Tim Curry, Tim Curry saved himself for my birthday, which I appreciated. You know, very nice of him. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Here's Dolly.
I just wanted to say
thank you.
I looked at my calendar, saw your birthday coming up, and remembered that my phone doesn't remind me anymore. So finally fixed that, and it didn't remind me of yours.
Well, so it's fine. You know, I keep a list of all the shit people who didn't message me for my birthday. And now there's a hit on you. I've got a mafia hitman who's out to take out the people who forgot my birthday. But otherwise, I'm fine about it. Don't worry. It's cool.
I've only missed two of yours in all the years.
Yeah, you're on the shit list now. There's nothing we can do for you. So here we go. Here's another thing I want you to see. I love this woman. And here she is with Stephen Colbert. And you know what's amazing about a truly brilliant superstar? And there are very few of those in the whole world and throughout time, is that they can on a whim, like they could suddenly just sing something a cappella while they're being interviewed, and it gives you goosebumps. And she did that here. She's talking about her mother. You know, she grew up in a cabin with like two or three rooms, and she had 10 siblings. I think it was 10 or 12. And, you know, dirt poor. Like, they had no money. And by the time she died, she was worth, I don't know, close to $1 billion. And she had given away maybe two-thirds of her fortune over the course of her life. She'd started programs where like two kids in every Tennessee school would pair up. And if they both got to graduate, she'd give them $1,000 or $500, whatever the amount was. If either of them failed, neither of them got money. So they supported each other. Mm-hmm. And she drove up the pass rate in Tennessee from some astronomical figure. I think it was 40. There was a 40% fail rate. And she got it to like 8% with just that program. Every time there was a hurricane or a flood or a fire or a whatever happened in not just Tennessee, North Carolina, she'd just pile in and help. She wrote checks for like $1 million to charities, started a library because her dad couldn't read. I mean, a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And just a good human. Like, no, you couldn't get her down. Some guy tried to, I think it was CBS TV, they tried to like nail her down on politics once. And she went, oh, no. They were trying to get her to say something about how she shouldn't like Donald Trump, right? And she said, oh, no. You can't ask me about politics. I don't get involved in politics because then I'm going to upset some of my fans. They might be big fans of that politician. I don't get involved. She said, you better ask me stupid questions because I ain't going to answer anything clever. Phenomenal. Here she is with Colbert.
Mama used to sing all those old songs brought over from the old world. It was a song she used to sing called Bury Me Beneath the Willow. It was about a girl that was going to get married and her boyfriend left her at the altar, whatever. So she died, of course. She killed herself, I suppose. So it says, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, where he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. So anyway, there's more to it, but anyway, it was about her thinking today was our wedding day, but where, oh, where can he be? He's gone to seek him another bride. He cares no more for me. And then it goes, are you crying? Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree. where he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. So I better hush before he cries after death and we can't finish the show.
I'll tell you, like a lot of Americans, I'm under a lot of stress right now, Dolly.
Amazing, right? Just amazing.
Limited edition again, saying she looks like she underwent lip surgery. I don't think that's the only surgery, but it is probably the first time somebody mentioned the lips and not the boobs.
I mean, listen, they're very funny memes going around about the coffin with the big space for the tits and everything. And she would have laughed at that. She didn't take herself super seriously. She had a great sense of humor, as you could see even in that last clip. But what a talent. Yeah. I mean, the songs this chick wrote, you know, Whitney Houston's most famous song ever. And Whitney Houston, in my opinion, is probably one of the greatest singers that ever lived without exception. I mean, she, in terms of female vocalists, she's right up there. You would have to put up a damn fine argument for someone else. But the song that really cracked everybody open in the 90s, it was played so much on the radio that I think it still holds the record. There were mornings I would go to school and that fucking song would play twice in one morning because it was so popular. It was I Would Always Love You, right? Which is from the Bodyguard movie, which Whitney was in as an actress. But Dolly wrote that song.
Yes.
I mean, she probably made more money out of Whitney singing that song than she made out of singing it herself. And she didn't mind. She was like, oh, no, I love Whitney. She's great. You know, she did. There was no ego. She was just lovely. But her own music, I mean, her own songs, she brought out so many albums. She wrote beautiful music, sang along with all the greats. You saw there with Kenny Rogers just now. But, I mean, she sang with, you know, Peebo Bryson and Julio Iglesias and just all the big names in music. She was just phenomenal. Here she is doing... This is my favorite Dolly song, and I mean, you just see how good she is. Like, she's on the money with every note. She plays with it. She's just phenomenal.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together, you walk right at the door, just like you've done before, and you wrap my heart around your little finger. Here you come again. To make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, till pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there go all my defenses. Just leave it up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind and filling up my senses. Here you come back.
Yeah. my producer, Janine, says that she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same night. Holy hell. What a talent.
What a night.
What a talent, right? Did you see King Charles's tribute to her, Ass?
No, I did
not.
Oh,
this is cute. This is cute. There was also a terrific meme that somebody sent me of some guy who just messaged a chick, and on her profile picture it says Jolene, right? And she's like some American lady, you know, probably her 50s or 60s, and it just says Jolene. And then he said to her, listen, if I find out you had anything to do with Dolly Parton's death, you better watch out. I'm sending people. And then she replies like, who the fuck are you? What? Who is Dolly? What are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry, wrong bitch.
Jeez.
I got to show you one more. I know this is, yeah. But she performed with Ladysmith Black Mambazo once. She did Peace Train with them. Did you see that?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Just for you.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train.
You know what I love is there's this new way of paying tribute to someone when they've died, which I don't know if everybody else is aware of this pattern, but it started to happen probably about 10, 15 years ago, once the internet made it possible for you to see an immediate reaction to something, right? And I think 12 of Dolly's hits are currently in the top 20 on all the charts all over the world. So Apple Music, Spotify, all of those things. So she's just like rush to the top because people, when somebody dies, they're like, oh my God, I've got to rediscover all her music. And people are listening to that at unbelievable exponential rates. It's just great. I mean, it's a cute way of kind of making a tribute, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also, you know, my Office of Gen Z's and just how they are reminiscent of her songs right now as well. And a lot of people who are really young will want to hear her songs because they hadn't heard them before. So that happens too. So it's like a whole resurgence. It's really great.
Peter Cullen also passed away. He's the voice of the Predator and of Optimus Prime from those things.
Those things.
I never really got into that, but yeah, there it is. She recorded over 1,000 songs, says Michael. Dolly. Wow. This is just the cutest of all. This is like her goodbye, which people, you know, she apparently died peacefully in her sleep and her family came out and made the announcement and all very, very dignified and entirely appropriate for a woman who was married to one man for years. There, when his name was Carl, when he died, she was absolutely distraught. He didn't die that long ago, and just a moral exemplar, a philanthropist, a songwriter, a serious talent, funny, cute, didn't take herself too seriously. She loved dressing up. I've told you before, didn't I, that when Dolly Parton would go to the shops, she wouldn't wear a blonde wig. And she wouldn't dress up and put on all the makeup and everything else. And people didn't recognize her.
Hmm.
She'd go to her local shops and people wouldn't know it was Dolly because she didn't tart up like she did for the stage, which is just amazing. Again, she wasn't that to me is the distinction between like an attention seeker, someone who's constantly looking for approval from people, and somebody who's a show person. They know when people are paying money to see you perform, or when you have to go and do publicity, or you have to entertain people. She would dress up, she'd go to the trouble, she'd put on a show, she'd be at her best. But around, you know, the family and friends, and just being a normal woman, a wife, she would never do any of that for attention. She wouldn't come out with her tits out for attention. You know, she was just a normal lady. Phenomenal. What a human being. So here's the final one, and then we get to move on to Would You Rather, because I got some rude ones to ask you this morning.
And before I go, I'd just like to say this to you. Forgive all who have offended you, not only for them, but for yourself, and also I hope life would treat you real kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy. I wish you lots and lots of happiness. But you know what? Above all of this, I wish you love. Oh, and I will always love you. And I will always.
Yeah, what a sweetheart. This is a gorgeous little picture that someone posted as well of her like walking off into the distance with her guitar. Cute, huh?
Yeah.
Very, very cute. All right, you ready for some would you rather? Let's become the animals that we are and just go straight from the sublime to the ridiculous. Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
You all ready for this?
Too unlimited, wasn't it?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Oh, S, just before we do that, this is right up your alley. There is an integrative mental health symposium happening that I need to tell you about.
Goodness me.
Yeah, this is right up your street.
Yeah.
There are leading experts from South Africa, Australia, India, and the United States who will explore the future of brain health, resilience, and human performance. So it's not just for, you know, people who have mental health issues. This is about what the future could do in terms of mental health. So
brain health, which is that was the one thing that I learned through my mom's journey with when she'd had a stroke and dealing with neuroscientists, neurologists, and neurosurgeons. It's an endless topic. It's an endless study, the study of the brain. Yeah.
And we still don't know half the stuff we should know about the brain.
It's just so exciting and endless. You know, possibilities and opportunities and discussions and surveys and research.
So this is hosted by a pharmaceutical group called Natraceutics, which is a CPD, you know what, the cannabinoids and the CPD. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is, or else it could be some other kind of accreditation, but it will take place in Cape Town on Saturday, this Saturday, tomorrow, and in Johannesburg on Sunday. And it's at the Marriott Crystal Towers in Century City in Cape Town. And in Joburg, it's happening at the Bryanston Country Club. So if you want to go along, it's from 9:30 until 4 at the Bryanston Country Club. And I'm telling you about this because we're going to be speaking to the one guy who's presenting at the symposium. He is a global human performance expert, international best-selling author, leadership and resilience strategist, and founder and CEO of Sutton Health. And lessons from the world's greatest performers is one of his topics he's going to be talking on. His name is Richard Sutton. Very interesting guy. Then there are a couple other doctors who are going to be there. It's fascinating. So if you want to know a little bit more, you can go to the link, which we've put up on the screen here. All the details are on too, and we'll put it in the description. So you can go and check that out. And then when we have Richard Sutton on and you have any questions for him, you can bring them to us. All right. You ready for a little would you rather, some stupidity for this morning?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, let's see. We've got for our first would you rather question. Here we go. Would you rather wake up every morning as a different age, somewhere between 5 and 80, or wake up every morning in a different country with no warning?
Oh.
What do you say?
Come on now, we can all adapt. We can all adapt to whatever country we're in.
Yeah. Well, good luck if you're in Haiti or Somalia, but yeah. You won't make it through the day.
I don't know if I'd be happy one day not being able to walk because I'm a baby and then the next day having excruciating back pain. It's too much of a difference.
I think I'd choose the age thing, hey? I'd rather have that than wake up in another. Yeah, because you could wake up in an absolute shithole country and then you are truly in trouble.
But you're only there for the day.
Yeah, and the next day, I mean, you're going to remember what it was like to be 80. I think it would be fascinating to have an age thing because you'd also explore all the different ages. And you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, yes, today I'm in my 40s or my 20s or my 30s. The next day you're like, ah, fuck, I'm 5. But you have the same brain, right?
So you know that you're 5. Do you? Are you consciously aware as you are now that you are 5? Or do you just...
I think you're aware. You would know. No, you would know. I mean, look, 5 o'clock. Five years old. You are aware of like your age. 5 is not. You're not stupid at 5 years old. And 80. Let's imagine you have the same brain you have now. Does that make it more interesting?
Yeah, it might. I'm still going to be quite fun.
And you look in the mirror. You could see what you look like at 83 or whatever it is, and. At you can go back in time. I think it would be fascinating to do that. You can wake up in another country every day if you just earn enough money and you just travel for the rest of your life. That's no massive magic. I want to go with the magic, man.
Yeah, it is something that money could buy.
Yeah. So I don't know if James is putting this poll up for you to join in on this morning because I would kind of like to know what everybody else is saying about it. And if you have voted in the poll, then James, send me the results so I can read those out. Let's go to another one. this is cool. Would you rather have a tail that shows your mood like a dog's or ears that visibly perk up when you hear something interesting or you're interested in somebody?
I don't mind the mood thing because I kind of wear that on my sleeve anyway.
Didn't you have a vestigial tail? I think you did.
No, I had a third leg, Gareth. You get confused.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Sorry. I knew there was something wrong with you. I just couldn't remember what it was. Khalis says that different ages will be very painful. Different country might be hard, but the next day you wake up somewhere else. Yeah, I mean, just, you have to stay alive for 24 hours in Port-au-Prince in Haiti. No, thank you. I'd rather take my chances of the age thing. Ears, definitely ears, says Maddie. Yeah, I don't mind. You know, I mean, if people know that you're interested in a subject or you're interested in them because your ears go like, I don't know, they lift up or something. I think that's not the worst thing in the world. I'd go with that one. I wouldn't want a tail. Tail would be weird.
Giving away your emotions.
Yeah. No, but that you do either way. Both of them do, right? But
They're both very sort of honest reflex actions.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So here are the results in our poll for the different age and different country. It's split right down the middle, 41% to 59%. Okay, country wins by a little bit. But, I mean, that's as close as damn it, if you ask me. All right, so we'll keep you informed as we go, but you can join in on the poll as well so we can get you in these. Would you rather sweat maple syrup or cry glitter?
Oh, crying glitter, of course.
But wouldn't it be sore? Because it's solid.
Yeah, but then sweating maple syrup would be very uncomfortable.
Listen, I mean, you'd need to shower every, I don't know, 10 minutes, but maple syrup ain't so bad.
No, showering glitter. I mean, crying glitter would be amazing. Imagine you're having this really big, ugly cry and you're just spouting forth glitter.
Okay, I'm going to go with sweating maple syrup. You're going to go with crying glitter. I'm amazed at how different our answers are. Yeah. Would you rather never be able to use social media again or never be able to watch another movie or TV show?
Oh, social media, I'd give up immediately.
You would? Straight away, huh? No hesitation?
Yeah, 100%. And it's so weird because it's what pays my bills.
Uh-huh. Yeah. At least you don't stink with syrup to our previous one, says Maddie, which is quite right. See, that the stink would glitter coming out of my eyes, I think that would be very frightening.
But you'd also get sick of this, that sickly sweet smell. It would be like, oh, can smell Gareth around again.
Ugh, Tracy says, imagine the menopausal night sweats. Ugh.
You wouldn't with be maple, able to get
out. But it's maple syrup. I mean, listen, your bed, you'd have to change your sheets every day. Imagine how sticky. Ugh, actually, I'm starting to think you were right about the glitter. Okay, so here's the latest. We've got 100% of people already saying that they'd rather give up social media. So yeah. Again, that's almost, well, it is unanimous. There's nobody who's voted for movies and TV. You want another one?
Yeah, go for it.
Would you rather get a good blowjob from your grandma or a bad blowjob from your grandma?
Oh, no, that's not embarrassing.
Okay, well, I'll exempt you from this one, but what a question.
Oh, no. I'm so glad I didn't even think about it.
Oh, we don't need to do a poll on that one, James. would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or smell the worst?
Smell the worst, because then you could probably still have things like online relationships. And I don't mean of like just the loving kind, but you could be with, you could have relationships and kind of function in society by being online. That's if social media is not taken away.
I'm not so sure, hey. I'm not so sure. All right, I'm going to stop this nonsense. Otherwise, I'm going to stop this nonsense. We could play this game all day, and it is fun, but we've got things to do and people to see and places to go. That's a good question, Tracy. Does Nana still have teeth for the good or bad blowjob? I don't know. Well, maybe we should ask our next guest.